This podcast is brought to you by Philips. Simplicity is knowing where to get information about your health. Philips Sense and Simplicity. For Discovery Health, I'm Will Johnson, and all this month on our Discovery Health podcast, we're talking about health and wellness and simplicity especially, and here to help us do that all this month is Discovery Health's natural living expert and also the host of Get Fresh with Sarah Snow, Sarah Snow herself. Sarah, thanks for being here.
Sure, thanks, Will.
Well, last week we talked about green weddings and how that can help lead to maybe a little more stress-free planning for weddings and help simplify your life and feel a little better along the way, hopefully. This week we're going to talk about traveling responsibly, and we talked a little bit about that when we talked about the green weddings. But being a responsible traveler, what does that mean? How does that relate to health, wellness, and simplicity?
Well, when it comes to travel, it's really just thinking about your footprint, your impact from what you're going to do for, let's say, the week-long vacation. So if you were planning on hiring a private jet and flying halfway across this country and staying in four different resorts and then coming back home on that private jet, that's a pretty big footprint that you're going to leave behind. If you can do something local where you drive 45 minutes, you stay in a cabin or you camp, you hike around during the day, and then you come home at the end, that's a really small footprint, so a really small impact. So, you know, those are two of the extremes, sort of, and then there are a lot of things you can do in between. One big tip, and, you know, I like to encourage people with the things that they're already doing and say, look, you already are being green. Give yourself a pat on the back and then find a few other ways that you can go just a little bit greener. But by flying commercial, you know, just jump, that's public transportation. It's the same thing as jumping on a bus that's already going from point A to point B or jumping on the subway that's already going from point A to point B. If you jump on an airplane that's already going from A to B with some other passengers, then that's, you know, that's a pretty fairly responsible way to travel. Obviously, we don't want to take advantage of that and log up a lot of airplane miles because it does burn a lot of petroleum to take those big airliners across the country. But that at least is public transportation, so you can feel good about that.
And you could certainly argue that, yeah, jumping in your car and driving across the country right now is not necessarily the most economical solution.
Yeah, I wouldn't advise it.
Yeah, and it also is putting lots of bad stuff into the atmosphere, depending on what you're driving, I guess.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah, look for the most fuel-efficient vehicle possible, even if you're not ready to go hybrid. You know, there's sort of this disposable car syndrome that's happening and disposable product syndrome that's happening right now where people are saying, oh, hold on, there's a greener option for X, Y, or Z. Let me throw away the one I have right now and start over with this better option. And that only makes sense if, you know, you have a 15-year-old refrigerator that really is an energy hog and it's time to upgrade to a new one anyway. Or if you have an old car that's really spewing some pretty bad emissions, it's getting really horrible gas mileage, and then it's ready to upgrade. Otherwise, I encourage people to stick with what you have, use it until you wear it out, and then when it's time to buy a new one, go for the better option. So if it's time for you to invest in a hybrid, go for a hybrid. I wish we could all have electric vehicles. Hopefully the day will come when we can all be driving around in EVs. But until then, just try to drive the most fuel-efficient vehicle possible and drive in the most fuel-efficient ways. You know, little things like checking your tire pressure and making sure you're at the best tire pressure or your optimum tire pressure, your recommended tire pressure for your vehicle. That can improve your fuel efficiency. Keeping your air conditioning on low instead of the fan way on high when you're driving around can improve your fuel efficiency. Not driving like a madman, you know, being a little bit more of a passive driver can also improve your fuel efficiency. So even if you have to drive the same old gas guzzler you've been driving, there are ways that you can change your driving habits to make sure you're getting the best fuel efficiency possible.
And, you know, we also hear a lot about eco-tours. That seems like a great way to travel responsibly or take vacations responsibly.
Yeah, so if you're going to take a week-long vacation, I actually just went down to Costa Rica and shot an episode of Get Fresh with Sarah Snow for a week down there, and we saw some amazing things. We went specifically to Costa Rica because it is sort of an eco-tourism destination. And I did a couple days in San Jose, in the capital city, and focused on local foods and the local food scene, something I encourage every traveler or eco-traveler out there to do. Make sure when you go, you really get involved in the local culture and experience those local foods and, you know, what that culture and what that community was founded on in the first place. And then we went to two different peninsulas, and we charted monkeys for a couple days, which was just the most amazing thing. And we went down to an eco resort where they have solar panels heating the water. They have composters, and they compost all the kitchen scraps. They have pigs that eat kitchen scraps that make, you know, their manure is turned into methane gas. The methane gas is what powers the stove in the staff kitchen. So all sorts of amazing things at this resort. It was called La Parrillos, that particular resort. But the monkey charting was one of the most incredible things, because we're walking along, we're hiking up through the mountain, we're hoping to see monkeys, and I stop for a second, I sit down on a rock, and I turn around, and I look over my left shoulder, and this tree behind me was full of monkeys. And so very quietly, we sat there for about 45 minutes and took some great pictures of the monkeys, but in no way did we disturb them or get too close to them. We didn't shout at them. We didn't shake the tree. We didn't zip line between the trees where they may have been nesting and sitting and feeding their young. We just very responsibly sat and watched them for a while, and then we quietly left. And I think that's a really important thing for people to remember, no matter where you're traveling. If you're seeing wildlife, make sure you remember that you are an outsider in their environment, and just chill and hang and see what it is that they do, and then quietly leave. And make sure you don't leave behind any traces of yourself. You don't want to leave behind any trash or anything else. It's an awesome thing when you can do that.
Great. And Sarah, for more tips and advice and more on what you're talking about with traveling responsibly, where can people go?
Go to discoveryhealth.com. There's lots of information on there. And be sure to check out my episode on ecotourism on Get Fresh with Sarah Snow.
Okay. Discovery Health's natural living expert, Sarah Snow. Thanks for being here once again.
Sure. Thanks, Will.
And for Discovery Health, I'm Will Johnson.